For years, substance abuse counselor Shirley Smith has worked with the homeless and addicted in Big Stone Gap. She's heard stories about how people get the needles they use to inject illegal drugs.
Yeah, but I had someone to tell me they went on a riverbank where they knew where the addicts used and all, and they went and picked these needles up and then resold them.
On the illegal drug market, dirty needles come cheaper than clean ones. Nurse practitioner Teresa Tyson has seen the impacts of that. She runs the nonprofit clinic, The Health Wagon. People with substance abuse disorder will come in with abscesses and skin infections. But that's not the worst of it.
That's new for us, seeing all kinds of hepatitis C come into the clinic. Yes, absolutely. And the treatment for that is very, very expensive. And the medications are over $100,000.
Tyson is well known for organizing the once-a-year remote area medical clinic. But she treats underserved patients all year long. She says Virginia is a wealthy state.
However, that wealth did not make it here to the mountains. We have a culture of extraction, and so once the coal was extracted, there's not a lot of resources that are left here. Our patients, they face a lot of like healthcare disparities in the region.
Disparities that Tyson has seen evolve into drug use, and now the rise of hepatitis C. For health officials, the fear is what could follow. According to the Center for Disease Control, parts of Western Virginia are some of the most vulnerable in the country when it comes to the rapid spread of HIV.
We know the possibility is coming, and we would not have enough, you know, resources to deal with that. And the reason that the harm reduction or needle exchange program was such a wonderful concept to have here so that we can get ahead of it.
Users can now go to the local health department for free, clean needles. Tyson has been referring not just her patients with substance abuse disorder, but also diabetics.
Unfortunately, our diabetics are forced with, you know, like reusing dirty needles and things like that. I mean, you know, it happens.
The exchange is run out of a brick building tucked among the trees on a dead-end road. In its first 5 months, about 30 people have visited regularly. To protect privacy, I couldn't record inside, but Counselor Shirley Smith has been there.
You go in the front and they'll lead you into the back where the needle exchange program is taking place.
Participants get canisters with clean needles, plus an ID card they can show police if they're stopped. So far, staff have collected far more needles than they've handed out.
And then they are asked if they'd consider recovery, so...
Some say yes. One has already been referred to Smith. Another counselor I talked to has also been in touch with a couple participants. Smith says the program helps plant a seed in people they couldn't otherwise reach.
If they're out on the streets using, they have no clue if there's help in recovery. But if they're coming into the health department, they are told about recovery. If we can help one, you've helped an entire family.
A handful of the needle exchange users in Wise have started treatment programs. One is sober and no longer injecting drugs. In Wise, I'm Mallory Nopane.